I wander through the centuries with diamonds, deeds, and keys. I owned a dozen palaces and crossed a dozen seas. But gold is cold at midnight, a marble cannot kiss. I never knew eternity could ever feel like this. Now the library is glowing, the winter fire is bright, and someone always needs me when I finish work at night. I got a house full of roses, three sweethearts down the hall, a lady ruling proudly, a daughter free of all, a clever maid who knows me and never asks me when. Oh, love is always waiting, and the town is full of men. Against my side, she says that no ambitious fool will ever make her bride. Alice signs the ledgers now and holds her lovely head up high, while hopeful gentlemen arrive to court her by and by. Her husband lives in London, too frightened to return, and every polished suitor gives Corinna blood to burn. Full of men. Mara hears the footsteps and knows which door they see. She smiles and keeps the candles lit and kisses both my cheeks. She knows about the others, she knows my appetite, and if two visits overlap, she sets the schedule right. No husband gives his orders, no master shakes the floor. Safety, the cruel ones lose their pride, and every pompous gentleman looks nourishing inside. A guard that trims the hedges, a footman pours the wine, a banker calls on Alice at precisely 9:30. A baronet comes Tuesday, a young lord comes at 10. Such thoughtful social customs keep me well supplied with men. Some are permanent employees, some visit now. Reasons yet to glow, and Alice sometimes wonders where her daughter likes to go. But neither asks the question and neither names the sign, for both return contented and both believe me there isn't time. Mara knows the whole arrangement, every passage lock and key. She keeps the house from tangling and saves the night for me. There's affection in abundance, there is supper after ten, there are kisses in the bedrooms and refreshments among the men.
Full of men.